The reason people aren't financially free is they don't know what to do and they don't know where to start. I want you to join Joey and I at the Virtual Inner Circle Live, April the 4th through the 6th, as we share with you the exact answers to those questions. We only do this event one time per year. I don't want you to miss out. Go to wealthwalkwallstreet.com/live and enter promo code podcast. When you're at this event, you're going to get your investor DNA. You're going to get access to up to 6 different passive income strategies. So you know, leaving this event, exactly what to do, taking our decades of knowledge so that you can start becoming financially free. Go to wealthwalkwallstreet.com/live and enter the promo code podcast. Stallion, as we wrap up the year, we're talking about our 2021 passive income report for the month of November. I would love to just start with maybe something that happened this year that, or how about this? How about something that didn't happen this year that you would have wanted to happen? Maybe something that you planned for, just so we can, you know, kind of show the underbelly a little bit. We're talking about our passive income here in a second. We're just saying how much we've made this year in passive income, which is an amazing thing. But what about the things that we didn't do? What's something for you that didn't happen this year?
Well, I'm disappointed in myself because we were just in the inner circle earlier today, sharing with people like some specific ways that you can set personal goals for going into 2022. And I pulled up this worksheet that we actually have. It's called Your Roles and Goals Practical Guide. And I had filled out my roles and goals for 2022, like what I wanted to be as a father.
2021?
I did it for 2021. You're right. And I filled it out. And what I want to be as a father, what I want to be as a husband, what I want to be as a business owner, like those things, having a vision for the year.
Did you have anything for being a partner?
A business partner?
Business owner partner?
No, I'm just the owner. That's just okay. How I see it.
Okay.
But, you know, I sat there and I came up with all these great things, and there's a discipline that every week I should pull that sheet up and put those things into my calendar. And, you know, I bet I did it 2 weeks out of the whole year. Mm-hmm. And that just is disappointing, because if I did any of those things, it was on accident, not on purpose. And that's not how I want to live my life. Like, I want to live on purpose and have these things specifically laid out every week so that I can stay focused. So that's something I really want to work on in 2022.
Okay. So let me ask one quick practical question. How are you going to ensure that it stays top of mind so that you don't only do it for 2 weeks like you did this year and forget about it?
Well, number one, you're going to have to ask me about it every week. Okay. Number two, I'm going to have it as a calendar reminder every single Sunday evening when I sit down to plan my week, that I will have that on my desktop ready to go. How about you?
Well, I don't know how I'm going to remember to ask you every week. That's going to be a struggle for me. Hold on 1 second. Siri, please set a reminder to ask Joey every Monday what his how he's doing on his goal.
All right, but what about you? What didn't happen this year that you regret?
I'd say for me, it is getting my kids involved in more passive income learning or activities. Okay. We started the first short-term rental for my daughter, Alexandria, which I think was really cool. We were really excited about that and had a plan to get her more engaged with that process. And that kind of waned as the year went on. And I think that I do not want to miss the opportunity while she's still in our household to get her engaged in that learning process. We sat down, I think we even talked about this on the podcast, but we sat down while we were visiting a college and just said, hey, you know, there's a lot of people at this college right now who are going to get degrees, who will go to jobs and within 5 to 10 years be miserable and will be reaching out to our business to try to show them a way out. And I don't want you to have to go through that process if you don't want to. And I really don't want her to go through it just because of lack of me spending the time and effort to teach her. And we get on this podcast, we get on these webinars, we talk to people daily. And I would I'm just frustrated that I've not taken more effort and time. And I applaud you. I know that you and your girls are doing a lot of that. So that's something for me that I need to figure out a way, a method to keep it front and center. That's the question that I don't know how to make it other than, hey, Siri, will you remind me every week to talk to Alexandria and Kate about building passive income?
Let's do that. So Siri is our go-to.
That's our backup right now. And I'm going to have to really work on that. I'm going to have to create like maybe a little wristband or something that's like identifies specifically to that subject matter. But anyway, I don't want to talk anymore. Let's get into the passive income report so we can talk some more.
Welcome to the Wealth Without Wall Street podcast, your guide to understanding how to get out of the Wall Street rat race and start your own mailbox money lifestyle. Now, don't let these handsome Southern draws fool you. These financial minds are teaching our country to enhance savings, increase cash flow, and create passive income, all without the help of Wall Street. Are you ready to break through? Now, here are your hosts, Russ Morgan and Joey Murray.
Russ, another month has gone by, my friend. It is time to open the kimono. You okay with that?
I don't want to see your kimono, if that's what you're asking me.
I'm saying this is where it gets real, man. This is where we start to break down all of the passive income sources that we've been able to build and talk through what's going well, what's not, and celebrate wins and talk about how we're going to maybe potentially make some pivots or what's going on behind the scenes.
All right. So we were talking about what happened in November of 2021. I'm looking at the bottom line and I've got a positive and a negative.
Okay. What do you mean?
Literally a positive and a negative. I've got a positive number, which is passive income, and I have a negative number, which is percentage relative to October.
You're saying we went down a little bit month over month.
And I'm looking at our little chart here for the last, 7 months that I just so sophisticatively built. Sophisticatively. Look that one up in your Webster's dictionary, buddy.
I'm not sure there's a V in there. I'm just saying.
Oh, so good. All right. Tell me, from all the light items that we have, what was the most interesting thing to you that happened last month?
Most interesting? Here's what I'll say that I'm most excited about is the land business. The land business went up almost 10% in the month, which can you think about that for a second? Like that's pretty amazing that land that is just being turned over and over and over again, buying a piece of property, turning it over to put it on terms to somebody else to make payments back to us, basically creating notes out of thin air, grew by almost 10% month over month. Like that excites me. And also you and I said we were at the Passive Income Mastermind back in August in October. And we said, wait a minute, this is such a great thing. Why aren't we putting more money in this? Couldn't we make it grow faster if we put more money towards this? Like you would think that that's pretty simple, but that was a step that we took in November. So I'm excited to see where that even takes us going into December, January, so on and so forth. So I'm excited about.
Yeah, we invested, another 100,000 into the land business?
Yes.
And immediately we're able to buy some existing notes, which helped us. And there's some properties that have been bought in December that will show up in addition to those notes next month. So, this may be surprising to you, but one of the most exciting things that I see on this list is the $300 we made from Stack Candles.
Okay. Tell people what Stack Candles is.
Well, it's a candle company that also sells detergent. So it's candles and luxury.
Things that smell good. Okay.
Things that smell good. Right. And it starts with a mission. I think that's really interesting, right? The concept from the Old Testament that people would stack things to show where God had blessed them. And the candle company has kind of that meaning to it. And when you basically sharing something with someone else who has blessed you in some way. And I've just enjoyed this because it's been an item. Now we're in the Christmas season, right? My wife is just buying candles and detergents and just shipping them to all our friends and family. And it's just a really cool thing. Oftentimes that is the, you don't know what to buy somebody, you buy them a candle. I'm going out on a limb here. I'm asking for some help with our candle company. Consider going to stackcandles.com and buying a candle from us.
The fragrance of gratitude. That was much better than my things that smell good kind of moniker, you know?
Oh my goodness. So good. We made an investment back in that company, just a ground up company that is where it's being run and all the things are being done right here in our backyard. And it was just a cool opportunity for us to support a business that and a person that we enjoy to be around. And I enjoy seeing a positive out of that. We know there's a lot more to come. That was just like the first little distribution out of it. So,
which by the way, let me just make a really clear distinction here. Most everything you see on this sheet are, and if you're not watching us live, we're on YouTube and Facebook. You can always join us every month to do this. We always like to share it live. But most everything on here is something that makes immediate passive income or very, very quickly. But the difference is Stack Candles is one of those things that we invested in the person in more of a startup type phase. But we, one, knew the person really well. They have experience in the e-commerce space, online and distribution space for specifically for candles. He had already been doing it and basically was adding an acquisition of an existing brand. And we thought of this as something that was a long-term growth play that wasn't going to be immediate monthly passive income. So, but what I want to make the distinction of is we put a lot less money towards something like this than we would have if it had immediate passive income. And that's something that I think is interesting and important on your journey to financial freedom. You have to start making decisions because you're going to get opportunities brought to you. And you have to make decisions. Does it make sense for me to invest in this business, this startup? Or is that going to get me to financial freedom as fast as possible? Or do you wait until you build that and then use that additional income to start investing more long-term for diversity's sake? That's just kind of a conversation I think maybe worthy of another show, but I want to point it out as to why we invested how we invested.
Well, here's a question. I know we're going to be covering this next month in January. We're going to be talking about the different paths and which ones maybe we should spend our time and effort going down. Why is it that our paths we chose based upon our investor DNA, we chose land flipping or we chose Stack Candle? What is it about the way that we're built that connected those dots for us?
Well, I think in particular, the Stack Candles was, you know, we feel like connected to a brand and to an opportunity where we can have some influence. Right. So we know the person who's running the business. We know that there's an opportunity to help increase sales and influence in that brand because you got a great operator and you got a great platform using Amazon and other in like their main website. But how could we help increase that? And that's something you and I really enjoy.
I love that because I do think we can go out there and share this with a handful of people that could make it a difference. Like my sister, for instance, is friends with this lady in her little small town who has a couple of million followers. She cooks and she gets on Facebook and she shares her cooking. And my sister is like friends with this lady's daughter. And I was like, we just over Christmas time, we need to put in her hands a couple of these luxury detergents and they're amazing and their smell, but also I think in just the meaning and the story behind the brand, if that lady were to share that on Facebook, 10% of the people could buy that and it could have an amazing impact on the business. Like, that's something that you and I can't impact other businesses. You know, I oftentimes people say, well, why is it that you hate Wall Street so much? And there's many reasons, but one of the things is I cannot influence the outcome of a business. I can't buy enough iPhones, right? I can't, you know, watch enough movies on Netflix. I'm not going to impact the bottom line for those companies like I could a company like this.
Yep. Good point. And by the way, we talked about the land business already, right? Had a big increase. It's something that we feel strongly about the future of. We want to invest heavily in it. Let's talk about Wake Up in Birmingham, our short-term rental business. Some highlights from that, maybe some upcoming things and transitions there.
Well, one of the highlights is in the month of November, which was a great month for us. We had over 20,000 in income from it. I think between kind of both of our businesses put together, because I have some units on the side. My daughter has some units on the side. We did, almost $23,000 in net profit from that business, a business that you and I do not run. There's a lot of people who get into the short-term rental space and they say, you know, this is really exciting. It's something that I can get involved in. I can use my skill set of hospitality and, you know, processes to be able to, you know, reduce or substitute my need to go to work and be able to build an income stream from home and then ultimately create virtual assistants who can do a lot of the work. But for you and I, we built this business where we have an operator. We have people who run the day-to-day. We don't answer a single call. We just get the opportunity, as you said a second ago, to use influence. A week doesn't go by where I don't have someone message me either text message or Facebook or whatever about our company. And, you know, is there somebody that, you know, that's coming in town or needs a place or whatever? How can I help them? And I love just getting those calls and forwarding them on to the right places to go. And you see that November, $23,000 almost in passive income just from that asset alone. That's pretty amazing.
Russ, I remember my dad specifically say to me, Joey, you gotta go to college. I don't want you to end up like me. And you know what my dad was saying is, in order for things to change, things have to change. You can't end up just like me.
Well, I think, I mean, we as parents, sometimes we take on the burden thinking about our kids and how we want something better for them. And we want to know, what will their future look like if I don't take action, if I don't do something different?
See, in my house, I'm the role model. You're your kid's role model. And the buck stops with you. It's time to take action. If you're ready to take action, join us at wealthwithoutwallstreet.com/passport and get started on your own journey to financial freedom.
All right, let's jump back into this episode.
It is. And I think what's really cool is we have some big plans for the short-term rental business, right? To continue to grow in that place. We are actually in the process right now of doing due diligence on another property that we're looking to purchase as an event venue, somewhere where there's luxury accommodations and people could do a very small wedding or a corporate retreat or, a family get together where there's 7 bedrooms and it's on a lake and has a pool, just a beautiful setting, private setting. And there's really nothing like it in the Birmingham market. We wouldn't have known about it had we not done our passive income mastermind in a similar type of location up in Franklin and realized, man, this is a great opportunity. And does anything like this exist in Birmingham? And sure enough, this is it. This would be the one and only. So
well, you start again with the areas of in that business. If you're thinking about short-term rental as an opportunity for you, first you have to start with who you're going to serve. You have to know the person and family or avatar, if you will, that you would be serving and determine whether or not you're best fit to do that. And we've been serving people who have been traveling into town for ball games, for hospitals, for for work, for short-term basis, and then serving some of the local people who've been helping, you know, who need a place to stay while their house is being repaired or while they're moving or while the new house is, you know, waiting to be closed on so they can get into it. We think that we have the influence to be able to take some of the wedding venues around town and go to them and offer them a place that they could put on their website and say, hey, if you have a large wedding party and are looking for a place to stay, here's a place that we've partnered with, and here's a discount code you can book with them. And why do we think that we can do that? Because we already have partnered with a wedding venue who actually is also a winery, and they've put our brand, Wake Up in Birmingham, on a label on one of their wine bottles. And we are now putting some of those wine bottles in our short-term rental units for certain couples that are coming in town. And I think that that's a really cool thing of how can we influence the an asset class and the upside of that, because we're able to buy this property and do this. I think the upside of that property is somewhere around $15,000 to $20,000 a month net. Just that one property. I think just that one property could double our passive income in the short-term rental business together.
That's like, exciting to think about.
I think that that's a really cool thing. The second part of this, Joey, that you know we've mentioned in the past, and many of you have reached out to us because we said, if you're interested in doing short-term rental in your city and you're looking for this, we're building out a model right now that's going to be able to take the short-term rental business and put it in different cities and give people an opportunity to invest in it, maybe purely as an investor, not to operate it themselves. So if you're one of those people who've been really, you know, like, man, I've got capital, I got money, I want to create cash flow with it, but I just don't have time to go through the process, we've got an offering coming. It is in the making. We've got a lot of things standing in our way, but in 2022, that's a goal that's going to happen. And there, we will definitely give you more insight and info to that. You skipped over something as it relates to just chronological order, our cattle business. Our cattle business is being divested. And to be honest, you didn't tell me that you were sending me a check. And I'm a little bit hacked that you sent it through the USPS, because that check was sent in November and I still haven't received it. And the only reason I knew about it is because I was looking in that bank account and I saw all these $1,500 distributions. And I was like, wait a second, I didn't get a distribution.
Yep. It's still not there.
No, it's not here. I'm telling you, why in the world would you ever send something through the Postal Service?
Well, let's just say I couldn't find the checkbook and I needed to get it paid out. So I was like, I'm going to do it through online bill pay. It didn't work out as well as I would have wanted. So Sorry for that.
Everybody else got a check. I noticed that, by the way, because I saw check, cash. And I'm like, where's my check? And I was getting ready to like light you up because I was thinking, these jokers,
they cut me out.
They distributed all this money. And then I see another $1,500, but it's like bill pay.
Yeah. About that. By the way, we were going to cover that in December, but
It happened in November.
Mm. Well, because you so haven't gotten it.
Explain that to me and everyone else who's listening, by the way. How is it that you couldn't find the checkbook for me, but you found the checkbook for the other guys?
Well, what had happened was Jamie, our partner, had a checkbook and he wrote it to the people that he was going to give it to. And I said, oh, I'll take care of Russ. And I just went ahead and sent it through the deal. Mm. It wasn't wise. Okay, Russ, I should have waited, gotten a check from him and then handed it to you.
Yeah.
But I didn't.
On November the 29th, you went through bill pay. Here we sit, December the 14th. 15 days.
I'm sure it's on its way. I'm sure it's like, buffering.
I hope it's not, along with all those other packages, one of those USPS guys dumped on the side of the road because they didn't want to deliver all those packages. You heard about that, right?
Yeah.
I mean, this is like, is this with the jelly of the month deal right now? I'm trying to figure out when my check's coming. I feel like Clark Griswold right here waiting on a check to come.
Exactly.
And I'm in the process of building a pool, by the way. So it feels like it's so similar. I'm not certain $1,500 is going to do a whole lot.
Yes. I'm
still waiting on my check.
Which, by the way, we're going to get into more details of Iron City Cattle next month. But for right now, let's quickly round this out because I don't want people stuck on here trying to, you know, look for your shipment of your check online. What we have are our very hands-off passive income stuff. We have our Ethereum miners. Those were both up this month. Total between you and I on that looks like it was about 15,500 net income, which was an increase over the month before. And our ATMs continue to pay $2,184 every single month like clockwork. So that's awesome. That continues to just come in. Now, interesting thing about ATMs, I showed you a picture of this literally in my small town. I'm driving into a gas station and I walk around the corner and what did I see? A Bitcoin ATM machine.
Ooh.
And how many of those you want to buy?
Yes.
I'm like, come on, let's go. This is amazing. This is right here in my little hometown here. And I was amazed that there was something like this here. So how quickly do you think we can get involved in that?
I don't know. I hope really quickly because I am all over that as we speak. Like, let me in there so that I can start mining Bitcoin and at the same time charging a fee at an ATM machine for it.
Exactly.
Like that's like double.
In Bitcoin, no less.
Yeah, that's a double whammy fee there. Like you get the fee for mining it and you get the fee for the transaction.
No doubt. Now let's talk real quickly. We had a little bit of a negative in our information business this month. What do you think that came from?
Well, I know what it came from. We did an amazing Black Friday sale at the end of the month, and a lot of the income happened in the month of November. But another 50%
the month of December.
Well, 50% of it came in November. 50% of it came in December.
Oh, okay,
and we paid the person who helped us build the course out and the marketing all in November. So the reality is
there's a lag.
It's just when it got paid, but still pretty cool.
So we show a loss there of $6,636. I want to talk about these things because it's not all roses all the time. We have to really be honest about what's going on. In this case, you'll see us catch back up in December. That's what you're saying.
Well, I'm just saying that if you looked in the month of October as well, we had some income that came in the month of October. That's expenses for the October stuff happened in November. It's like a cruel accounting here, right? So we had 23,000 of income. Some of that income could have been spread out to the expenses in November.
I gotcha. Okay. And then I'm going to quickly touch on Cousin Eddie, the RV. OverlandAdventureRentals.com is the company that I work with on the management side. You can check them out. And this month we had $1,390 was my share of the revenue. My expenses on that unit are $770 and it netted $620 in the month of November. And by the way, thank you, Russ, for being a part of that success because you
I
actually
was a part
rented
of that success.
The RV. What did you say? What'd you say?
Sorry, I slammed my hand down remembering my fun experience in your RV and pulled the plug out of my headphones.
So you had a blast? Is that what you're saying?
I had a unique experience.
A unique experience. Perfect.
Yeah. I mean, it's one of those things where I really believe the RV is a love it or hate it. I don't think there's a middle ground on it.
Mm. It's polarizing.
Well, let's just say I didn't love it. We'll just leave it at that.
You just like being in your own bed. You're just an old man. Let's just be honest.
Hey, one of the things that I'm working on with my health coach is the 8 controllables. And one of those controllables is environment. And let's just say I got an F for environment the weekend I was in your RV.
I can imagine. Try being in that thing for 22 days in a row. You know,
that is, but see, you actually saw your health improve. So you were energized through it. That's why I say, I think it was I love it or I don't.
That's true.
So we also have several other items that are on this list that we're going to show some income for in the upcoming months, our note fund. And well, 100 unicorns, we'll never show income on that. That's a that's a dying breed there.
Come on, 100 unicorns. Come back to me.
Well, here's the thing. People ask us all the time. So for 2022, what are areas that you're expanding in? What are areas that, you know, are there new passive income streams that you guys are seeking? We always see this list and we're always impressed by the number of things you're doing. At the same time, you tend to confuse us because you tell us to focus on one thing. What is it that you see happening as we continue to go into 2022 with this list? Do you see it getting bigger as far as like number of items, or do you see it being more specialized and more focused?
I feel like you and I have determined that there's certain things that we really enjoy and we feel like we can contribute to. And we talked about that. Like the land business is going to continue to expand because we see the results, and it is something that I get really excited about seeing that continue to grow in a sustainable manner. And I think the Wake Up in Birmingham brand will considerably grow because this is something that we will grow it as a management side and as investors, because it's just undeniable the amount of demand for this product and for this service that we will have to continue to grow it. I would personally love to find some hidden gems in 22 that we haven't already discovered in the passive income space. So please share those with us. Like if you are listening right now and you're like, man, these guys need to be doing X, Y, or Z. They need to be doing what I'm doing here or there. Like join our community and hit us up, DM us, and let us know what you guys are doing that is so powerful and working for you, because that's something that we all should be learning from. We haven't arrived and we haven't figured it out. So we'd love to be a part of that.
Well, the last thing I would point you to that I know that's going to be a difference maker for us in our passive income in 2022 is the Passive Income Mastermind that was launched back in October of this past year that is continuing to grow, because we're challenged in that to grow our passive income to equal 200% of our passive income needs. And to me, that is the thing that there's going to be new ideas. There's going to be, though, a continual focus on that subject matter itself, so that we will not ever take our foot off the gas, because we're going to be surrounded by people who are wanting to get to that point. And just the competitor in me is going to say, we got to keep going, man. We got to keep getting bigger. And if you're interested in that, you go to our website, wealthwithoutwallstreet.com, and scroll down on the footer. There's a link to the Passive Income Mastermind. If you're watching this live, you can see the live link on here that you can go to. And if you feel like in 2022, you have an objective to take your passive income goals to 200%, and you've always wanted to be around a group of people that were maybe seeking things at a higher level, maybe the group that you're in right now just is not pushing you hard enough, we'd love to have you apply to see if it would be a good fit for you to be in that group with us. We've been really pleased by the people that are in it. And I know we've got a lineup January, February, and March that is really impressive of the subjects that we're going to be talking about. And then we have a live event set up in April to attend with that. So hopefully if that's something at the right stage for you, go in and go to wealthwithoutwallstreet.com and go down to the bottom of the page, and you can click on Passive Income Mastermind and apply there.
All right. Well, it's been another great month. If we can add all these things up, you can see how we brought in $114,702 in income. We had just under $70,000 in expenses, and for a total net of $45,329. And it's encouraging, but also it's realistic. We had a drop from month to month, from 67,000 to 45,000. But again, just allow us to be inspirational in the fact that 18 months ago, this number was $3,000. And you guys can be taking steps to making the same thing a reality for you. And start with us on your passport challenge. Go to wealthwithoutwallstreet.com/passport. Get in the game, get your vision, and then start following the path to get to the support to get there. We'd love to have you join us. And as always, thanks for listening to this episode and have a great day.
This has been the Wealth Without Wall Street podcast. Don't forget to subscribe to the show to break free of the Wall Street mindset and begin building wealth on your own terms in places you understand so that your wealth will never run dry. See you next episode.